This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Carla G. Schneider is our regular blog reviewer. Good morning, Carla.
Hi, Katrina.
Now, what have we got this week?
Today we're looking at a blog called A Light on a Hill, which is a blog by Ryan Smart. He's a Sydney high school teacher and he teaches Christian studies at an all-boys school. Ryan uses his blog to share his experiences and ideas on teaching teenage boys about Christ.
Okay, so what else do we know about the blogger Ryan Smart? Is this his first blog?
Yeah, it's his first time blogging and he's doing a really great job of it. His blog is just really professional and it's a really exciting blog to look at.
What's the idea behind Light on a Hill?
Well, Ryan wanted to articulate and explain his ideas on teaching teenage boys about Christ. So it is specifically about teenage boys and teaching them about Jesus and the Bible. Ryan wanted to get feedback from others in similar professions, so he kind of wanted to access the feedback of Christians in the blogging community.
What sort of stuff does he have on his site then? Is it mainly for other Christian studies teachers?
No, anyone can look at it. I think it's a really interesting blog to look at, and it's a really great resource. So if you're interested in Christianity or you're interested in teaching your children about Christianity, it's a really great blog to look at. Ryan writes about his personal experiences of teaching teenage boys about Jesus. So he writes about the challenges of his job and also the things that have worked in his lessons. And there's a few little funny stories in there as well. So he says that when he's at rugby training, the boys know that he teaches Christian studies. So they'll sometimes say to him, "I thought Jesus said we should have mercy on people. Can we stop doing push-ups now?" These really, you know, pretty funny anecdotes about his daily life at school.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And does he feature stuff from, is there sort of a conversation from other people who are teaching Christian studies and going through the same things?
Definitely. What I like about his blog is that he really wants to encourage and help others, and he's created this sense of community on the internet. So he shares resources that other Christian studies teachers might need, or maybe if you work in youth ministry you can use, so things like games or books that are good to read or videos. And he also interviews other people who work in similar positions to him, so other Christian studies teachers or youth ministers. So there's a lot of really encouraging and interesting information on this blog. So it's got that educational aspect but also a community aspect to it as well.
And what have you learned about Ryan as a person in terms of, you know, what motivates him and what kind of person he is from reading his blog?
Well, he seems like a really down-to-earth person. I think if it is your job to teach children or students about the Bible, it is a massive responsibility. But I think he kind of takes it in his stride and he tries his best to serve Christ. I think he's a really inspiring person because regardless of what you do, well, regardless of what I do, I try to kind of work as though I'm working for God, and he definitely does that in his job. It's really great to see someone who's so excited to teach young people about Jesus, and I think it's great to know that we have teachers out there who care so much on so many different levels about their students.
Yeah, that's true. And if it inspires other teachers as well to be conscientious and thoughtful about what they do, that could be a good thing as well. I notice he has this little icon that says, "I love my job."
I know. I think that's fantastic. I think many bloggers write things such as, "I hate my job," but he's got this series on at the moment called "I Love My Job," and he writes about all the different things that he loves about teaching Christian studies and specifically teaching teenage boys about Christian studies. So I did interview him this week and I asked him why he's so passionate about teaching teenage boys, and he says that it is the school that he works at, but also he was once a teenage boy and he knows how important it is to have a strong Christian mentor there, and he wants to be that for his student. And I think he shares a lot of information on his blog that can help you to be, you know, a mentor, whether you're male or female, to another young person.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a very encouraging read then.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Carla, for talking about that one. So just give us the URLs.
It's Ryan Smart with two T's at the end. So ryansmart.wordpress.com, and I'll have a link to it on my blog as well, chasingcakes.wordpress.com.
Yeah, that'd be good because Ryan Smart, that spelling could trip people up. Thanks, Carla.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.